Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is I, Matt Kuhn, back after being sick for a day. Sorry I missed Friday, guys. I was dead. Strep throat. You can hear the voices back. I feel better. And it's a good thing I do because we have a full week of shows Monday through Friday here on Total Engagement. Of course, if you want to hear the TV reviews, we got them all in last week, except Raw, because who the hell wants to watch that? And you can listen to those over at WrestlingFriend.com. Join the Patreon. Help support the show so we don't have to get a whole bunch of commercials on here. I'd appreciate it. I think you'd appreciate it too. Pennies a day. Support Total Engagement over at WrestlingFriend.com. But what are we going to do today? It's Monday. And what a week it was last week. We had CM Punk. We had a lot of other stuff going on. But you know what else happened? A couple more WWE wrestlers requested their release publicly. We're going to talk about if that's the way to do it and what the WWE should do. It's an interesting situation. We'll talk about it today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. In the past 2 weeks, another two WWE superstars have put themselves out there publicly as wanting their release from the WWE, and that is Oney Lorcan and Sin Cara. And you might say Oney Lorcan and Sin Cara, that's not really that big a deal, but it is a big deal when you're doing it publicly. It's one thing if you have people unhappy behind the scenes, but it's another thing entirely when you have them publicly wanting the release, drawing out these long statements saying, I know where I work, you guys know where I work, I'm famous for working where I work, but this famous company is not somewhere I want to work anymore. And whether you want to look at the kind of initial people of this movement, which I would say would be Austin Aries and Neville, two people who fought at WrestleMania for the Cruiserweight Championship, both very unhappy, both decided to leave shortly thereafter. One just sitting out an entire year of their contract and able to do that. Two other kind of high-profile people like Luke Harper, Ty Dillinger. And Ty Dillinger, as well as Goldust, were people that were let go. And it's partially related to what's going on today because both of them showed up in AEW. And I believe maybe they thought Ty Dillinger might, but I think the Goldust thing took him by surprise. You've also got people like Mike Bennett, who recently signed a contract extension, now publicly wants out. Leo Rush. You have some people from NXT who have wanted out, such as Nick Miller, Percy Watson, some people you might not know, Stacey Irvin Jr., Ricardo Miller, two guys with a football and gymnastics background, respectively. Casey Catanzaro, Kenta, who was asked to be released, and was released, and I believe the case with him was that they probably said something like, if you're not going to join AEW, if you're going to go to Japan, it's all good, go ahead and go. You also have the situation with ACH, which I think we all can believe is an outlier in the situation. You also have a list of people who behind the scenes have asked for their release as well, and there's a few that I could say, but I'm not 100% sure on, so I don't want to put their names out there. Of course, The Revival. The Revival had taken every opportunity to show that either A, they're very unhappy in the WWE, or that they're just working 100%. But it's hard to believe they're working when they're always tweeting the Young Bucks, always tweeting All Elite Wrestling, taking pictures with fans wearing the All Elite t-shirts, posing the Young Bucks pose, and also the report by BodySlam.net a few months ago that they had asked for their release. So what does WWE do here? What do you do? It's a very prideful thing, right? It's kind of like a F you, like, we're not going to let you go. We're not going to let you go because F you for putting us out there like that. I think WWE should let these people free, should let them go. And I'm going to give you five reasons why it might not be the reasons you think of. It's not as simple as, quote, doing the right thing, unquote, although that is a factor as well. It's about doing what's right for your business. So here are my five reasons why the WWE should free these wrestlers who don't want to work there anymore. And I know you're saying they signed contracts. Oh, well, you have people working there. Let's free them. I'm going to make the case why. Here's my five reasons. Number one, it's good for business. It's good for business as far as a bottom line salary thing, because you're still having to pay these people if they do publicly say they want to leave, or if they tell you privately they want to leave, you punish them, you send them home. You're still paying them a downside guarantee, but they're sitting. So it's good for your bottom line. And number two, there are a lot of wrestlers on the payroll, hundreds of wrestlers on the payroll, well over 200, I don't even know, 300 wrestlers. If you count UK, you count 205, NXT, you count Raw, you count SmackDown, there's probably some I'm not even thinking about right now. But there's a lot there. There is a lot of competition for the spots. The less people who are competitive for that spots, the better for everybody involved, the better for your business, WWE. Number two reasons for PR. It is a really bad PR move, I think, for WWE to have people working there that people know they don't want to work there. The Revival would be a prime example. Luke Harper, who was just brought up and brought back just for one or two matches and then sent back and then is brought out for the occasional Saudi Arabia shows. Another example. It looks really bad when people know those guys don't want to be there. They'd rather be somewhere else. And of course, they're probably worried about, and you're probably thinking, yeah, but they'll go to AEW and make money. Maybe, but is that big a deal? Because let's think about something I'm going to call number three, the TNA phenomenon, the Impact phenomenon, where a lot of times Impact and TNA was defined down by the fact that it looked like they had a bunch of WWE retreads. When we were watching Impact, they would just debut somebody like they're the biggest thing since sliced bread, like Chavo Guerrero Jr. or Booker T. You know, these are great wrestlers. But when you present someone at the very top of your organization who is just middling in the other organization, it defines you down, especially if you change a channel and you see the WWE on one channel and you see a bunch of guys who used to be in WWE in the other channel. I know for a fact AEW does not want to turn to that. But that's one reason I think WWE can rest, you know, well, knowing they can release some of these guys and not have them show up to compete against them. The number four reason why I think the WWE should free these people that need to be freed, that don't want to be in this contract anymore, is I think once in a while you got to face the fact that you might not be doing right by people. And I think out of the five reasons, this is just one of the five. And I know expecting a company to kind of not look at the bottom line and look at human beings might be, you know, a stretch. But when you look at these wrestlers that believe that their lives are being wasted, that they don't want to be there, that maybe you're not using them the way they want to be used, and they could be used that way somewhere else, it seems kind of shitty. It seems kind of mean. I know you signed under the contract. I know that. I get it. But at the same time, you've made a decision that you see their value being X, and they see their value as being more than X. And they want to go out and give themselves a chance to bet on themselves as human beings. I'm not saying that this should be the only factor, but I think it's a good launching point for a good altruistic reason to let the wrestlers go. Last and definitely not least, morale. Morale of the locker room. Right now, what I know of WWE is that the locker room morale has never been worse. I heard it was never been worse like 6 months ago. From people in WWE, from people in the locker room. Certainly, the Saudi Arabia thing doesn't help. Certainly, it doesn't help when you have people that don't want to be there, that are tweeting they don't want to be here and there. And you have good soldiers there who want to be there. Roman Reigns wants to be there. Seth Rollins wants to be there. You want a productive and positive workplace. And you cannot have a productive and positive workplace if you have people in the company, stuck in the company, tweeting about the company, even if they're not in the locker room, who don't want to be there. So I think it behooves the WWE to improve their locker room morale by having people there who are really excited about being there. It will reflect itself on the screen, not just in the locker room. So those are my five reasons. Locker room morale, doing the right thing, the TNA phenomenon, good PR, and of course, good for business. Those are the five reasons I give why WWE should go ahead and release the people that want to be released. For those who are trying to get released, I'm not sure what they can do because that shit worked really good for Ty Dillinger and has not worked since. I think maybe you want to think outside the box because publicly asking for your release right now doesn't seem like it would work. But if I think WWE came around to this thinking of it being good for business, good PR, the fact that it's not going to help AEW as much as they think it will, they want to do the right thing and improve morale, maybe you can convince them to do this. But I'm glad I don't have to convince you guys to listen to Total Engagement every single day here on MLW. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank all our Patreons. We're going to do shout outs this week for sure. for all of our Patreons over at WrestlingFriend.com. And also, make sure to stay tuned, patrons, for our Raw review. Yes, I will do one tomorrow. Matthew's here, so we'll be watching it. And we'll do that tomorrow. I'll do all 3 hours. And then I'll be here tomorrow, of course, on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.